Hey, you are listening to The World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Today we're exploring the deeper meaning of music that matters. This is Message Music. And joining me on this journey is World Cafe contributor Michael Mwenso, artist, band leader, and founder of Mwenso and the Shakes. He's also been a programming assistant curating shows at the Lincoln Center in New York City, and most recently, a visiting professor at the University of Buffalo. Michael, so glad you could be here with us.
Thank you. That was very beautiful. I was wondering where you were going to go, and it always makes me feel very welcome in the space, so I thank you.
Well, people need to know your accolades.
So that's nice.
I'm so glad we can share your knowledge, and we have three artists that are all somewhat tied together. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the sort of broad aspect of why you picked these very strong women?
Well, to really center Black women, I feel it's a time of the world when that honoring and that centering is finally happening in the new age, in this new transitional world that we're in. So for me, it was the kind of arc, an honoring of three Black women who I think have changed the course of music and culture and time, and to kind of tell their stories for also the impact they've had in my life. And also, I know the music that we do in Mwenso and the Shakes.
I think that's fantastic. And we're starting with an artist today that everyone knows her name, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Mm. But people may not know the whole story, particularly in the song that you picked. Tell us a little bit about Aretha Franklin and this period of her career.
Well, this is very deep, because when you're talking about Aretha Louise Franklin, you're talking about, by now, when we listen to this is the recording that transported her within the Black community. And I say that because her father was the great, powerful Reverend C.L. Franklin, who was, you could say, the first mega church preacher who figured out how to put his sermons on records and sell them about the Black community, which is how Aretha Franklin traveled with him on these gospel tours. And once her father would preach, she would be this added attraction that would just kill the audience with her gift and talent. So she's 15 years old here. And by now, she's already lost her mother, and she's already a mother of two children.
Well, and you picked, just this incredible performance, a powerhouse performance, 1956's Yield Not to Temptation. Uh-huh. Tell me about the message that you hear that resonates in this song.
It's a victorious song. It speaks to winning over the things that can suppress us, the things, our insecurities, our anxieties, that we should not be tempted by negativity and dark energy within our life. This is message music. This is, again, it doesn't matter what religion you are. We extract it and we look at the spiritual messages within the music. And it's a victorious song. It's about being able to keep on going and to not deal with our insecurities and to have faith.
With that said, we should definitely lean into it.
Well, this is how we go, and this is how we go to the world of Aretha Franklin. We listen to her feeling, her soul, and her voice. This is Message Music, World Cafe.
Why don't you just ask him? Ask him to keep you. Why don't you just ask him? Ask him to comfort. Get down on your knees and ask him, oh, to keep you. Lord, I know Jesus. I know that he's willing. Oh,
that is Aretha Franklin, Yield Not to Temptation. You are listening to The World Cafe in our feature, Message Music, with Cafe correspondent Michael Mwenso. Up next, few people had more impact in modern music than Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Mm-hmm.
For those unfamiliar, could you bring us up to speed on this incredible human being?
The deep Black female link that inspired so many men. Now, she's interesting because Sister Rosetta Tharpe inspires so many links of men, white and Black. If you're talking about who Johnny Cash is listening to at 15 years old on the radio, it's her. If you're talking about who Elvis Presley is listening to at 16 in Mississippi, it's her. If you're talking about who B.B. King is, he's listening to her. So she's so fundamental to the next periods of the music. And very interesting, this is a queer Black woman that inspires all these Black men to also build their art form. So we're talking about Black women being, again, fundamental to a lot of what's happening in the world. So that's why she's important, you know?
Yeah. And you picked this train, which is just anthemic. Why, you know, an incredible collection of music. Why did you pick this song?
Well, this train is interesting because it's actually a song we do in the Shakes, and it was a song of hope, a song of protest, a song that was sung within the Black community through different periods. But also the song speaks of so much liberation within Blackness, in a sense of African liberation, but also Afro-American liberation, in the sense that we are on a train, we're bound to glory, we will get there. It also speaks of the Afro-American migration. That's also part of the context of the song, all of these people moving from the South to the North. It has a lot of value for people finding meaning in the message of what the song is about.
And not just a broad message, but for you, a personal one as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Thomas Blofeld. This is, we put my godfather into the space now. This unusual English man that took it upon himself to raise this Black African boy. When he was 11 years old, he loved Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and he would go and see Sister Rosetta Tharpe as a young man in the 50s when she would come over and play with a lot of the skiffle musicians. So when I started living with him, Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a healing connection to me and his relationship deepening.
So this is music that you and your godfather bonded over.
Yeah, Black music was how he was able to use the trauma of my stepfather dying and also my mother being deported, sadly, you know, and this is why my godfather looked after me in this period. That was how we healed that time, through Black music, but also seeing all these artists. Remember, I was seeing all these artists too at a young age, seeing James Brown, seeing Gladys Knight. So I was understanding that Black music also has a healing factor as well as being a message music.
Beautiful. Well, bring us into this song.
Well, this is This Train. And this speaks for many different, you know, lenses. It speaks from the Afro-American lens, the African liberation lens, the lens of just your own spirituality. This is one of the greatest of them all, Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
This train, don't pull no liars. This train, you know this train, don't pull no liars, no false pretenders. And no backbiter, because this train is a clean train. This train,
that is Sister Rosetta Tharpe with This Train. We are exploring the deeper meaning of music that matters. This is Message Music, along with World Cafe contributor Michael Mwenso. I am Kaleo. Up next, an artist not everyone who's listening to this show will know about, Ethel Waters. Tell us a little bit about her.
Again, there would be not many of us around if it wasn't for her. When you're talking about who kind of gives us a template to be able to be not only a singer, but an actress, but a film actress, TV show, theater, Broadway. She did it all. And she was an artist of incredible range, and also of very deep consciousness for actually her to do this song we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, and this song, some people might be familiar with Irving Berlin, his musical As Thousands Cheer. But mm-hmm. Waters really defines the performance, and he sought her out. Tell us a little bit about how she came to be a part of this performance, and then the very important meaning of this song.
Well, it's interesting because this came from a show, as you said, called A Thousand Cheer, which was kind of like almost like a musical newspaper review of contemporary issues. So they had even like a segment about Gandhi in it and at the time President Herbert Hoover. So it really was a kind of review to kind of show what was going on in the world. And really the story was that Irving Berlin was so moved by a man in Florida who was accused of rape that was lynched. So he wrote this song, and it was originally meant to be a man because he thought that would be the person that could present it. He went up to Harlem, as they would do back then, and went to the Cotton Club and saw Ethel Waters perform Stormy Weather. And when he saw her perform, he's like, that's her. She's got to sing this song. And you know, she knows what it's about because she was almost lynched one time in Georgia by a theater operator. She saw a lynching once herself. So she understands how to create this image for us to understand what's really going on in the world.
Let's get into it.
No
This is Ethel Waters with Supper Time here on Message Music. This is The World Cafe.
Supper time. Kids will soon be yelling for their supper time. How'll I keep from telling them that men of mine ain't coming home no more.
An incredibly powerful performance here on The World Cafe. That's Ethel Waters with Supper Time. This is Message Music. I'm Kaleo. Spending time with our contributor, Michael Muenzo, who brought these songs. Michael, thank you so much for tying this all together and giving us some real depth behind songs that people might not have known about. Please come back and let's do this again with another batch of songs.
I'm coming.
You better. All right. That is our contributor, Michael Muenzo, band leader of Muenzo and the Shakes. This has been Message Music. This is The World Cafe.